Disasters, unfortunately, are what I call the new normal in the Pacific. We're seeing, much greater frequency, so the number of cyclones and disasters, but also the intensity, particularly of the cyclones. If you look at, we had Cyclone Pam, the next year we had Cyclone Winston, and we're now in the current cyclone season, really kind of touch wood, holding on tight, hoping for the best. In terms of women's empowerment and gender equality, which is the mandate of UN Women, I would say we have to work in this area in the Pacific because of our reality. I mean, this is happening. These cyclones, these disasters keep coming, and women aren't equal in the impacts of disasters. So we've got to do something about it as UN Women and with our partners, governments, and civil society.
And what do you mean by that women aren't equal in terms of the impact?
So some studies have shown women are more than 14 times more likely to be injured or killed in a disaster. They're not studies particularly from the Pacific, but we have found unequal impacts on women in terms of survival rates and injuries in the Pacific as well. A lot of this is rooted in gender inequality and harmful social norms that exist, at any time, not just when there's a disaster. For instance, after a disaster, you'll often see an increase in gender-based violence, violence against women and girls. Women and girls often have unequal access to food and to items that are being distributed after a disaster. They'll lose economic opportunities in an unequal way and have an increased workload beyond what they already have in a pre-disaster time.
And with women, if you're advocating women also to be first responders, will that help their families as well as themselves?
Absolutely. Women are first responders. I mean, in our book, women and girls are not here as passive bystanders and victims who are vulnerable. There are increased vulnerabilities, and that's part of our analysis in the way that we work. But we're also looking at women as leaders in their communities, which they are, but increasing those opportunities when it comes to disaster preparedness, response, and recovery to get those voices at the table. If we don't have women planning for disaster response, if we don't have women at the table, women making decisions in a disaster response, we're not going to reach women and girls in an equal way.
And what other examples of concrete actions are you encouraging within the communities and member states of the Pacific?
So there's a big shift in the Pacific and different parts of the world to really move away from when there's a disaster, all these internationals fly in and kind of rescue people and take over and fix it. I mean, that's not often the reality, and that's also not a good idea. We have strong, competent, capable Pacific Islanders in these countries where we're working with. It's their nation, it's their country. They are in charge of it in peace times, and when there's a disaster, they're also really in control of the response. So it's very much, from my perspective, about what capacity can we work together to develop over time, within the countries that we're working, also within the women's organizations, the women's groups. So really for them to understand what happens when there's a disaster, also including that kind of international sphere. For an example, there's often the cluster system is used in a disaster response for coordination. If women's organizations in that country don't know what that is, they can't get to that meeting and they can't sit there and be part of informing the decisions that are made on in terms of where goods are distributed or how we do the assessment of people's needs. So what UN Women work with other partners on is really training these groups so that they can understand how these meetings go, what the issues are, what some of the terminology is, and how to get that voice there in a way that will be effective and that people will listen to.